this. And at a certain point, a few hundred Jews were being arrested in February of 1941. And it was then that the Amsterdam dock workers and streetcar conductors and all the many, many civil servants went on strike in order to stand up against what was happening to their Jews. They just did not want them to be hurt. And that was a great support, but of something that didn't last, of course. Couldn't last.
Why? Why couldn't it last? We're all worrying if that could happen here. I think it's fair to say that a lot of people are worrying about what could happen in the American people. And we've seen people turn on the Latino communities. What was it that we can learn from what did or did not happen with the Jews in Europe? Why couldn't it work?
It couldn't last because the machine guns were in the German hands. They had the power. They could kill people, and they would kill people unabashedly. So it was a matter of putting your life on the line, and people do it just that far, and then they cow and give in, which is only understandable.
One of the aspects of yours and Rudy's story was the poor couple in the countryside that took Rudy in and a few other people and allowed them to hide there at their farm.
Yeah.
Now, people like that had everything to lose. But they helped anyway. And in the end, that family was captured anyway. What is it that made a peasant family, a family that didn't even have that much, what do you think it was that made a family like that reach out and support Rudy and other people?
Well, that's a very complex question. Number one, people who have money often give money to assuage their conscience. They are supportive at a distance by supporting good causes, but they don't put necessarily their life on the line. That is one thing. The other thing is that elaborate research has been done about which families took in people to hide and which families did not. And they found out it was not their religiousness that did it. It was not their affiliation, say, to the Communist Party, which did many excellent things during the war. The common denominator turned out to be the families who were inclusive as compared to families who were exclusive. And with inclusive, I mean people are eating their dinner and somebody knocks at the door to pick up one of the kids, and the family says, come in, join us. There's still enough food for you. Come on and eat. That's inclusive. Exclusive is you will have to wait 10 minutes, and then Johnny will be ready, and you put the guest in the side room. That's exclusive. And the inclusive families of all walks of life would be the ones that would be helpful. And not just in the Netherlands, but also in four other European countries. That was the common denominator that was found.
So and as you just said, Communist Party that did good things, communist people that did good things, and also as I'm reading the narrative, socialist people had a different critique of the Nazi state a little bit. Who was it that supported Jewish people in Europe?
As I said, people who were inclusive rather than exclusive.
Okay.
The communists were the ones that actually called for the February strike. That was their doing. So they had a more well-organized political conviction, anti-Nazi conviction, which played out in Germany in the 30s and carried over to the occupied countries also. Some very, very religious groups had the strength of conviction, Calvinists, small groups. People who had a strong conviction would quite often be the ones that were more helpful than others.
Today, we take it for granted that the Nazis were waging a genocide against the Jewish people and some other people too. But at the time, did everyone understand what was going on in the camps? And why did Rudy's parents resist him going into hiding? Can you talk about that a little, what people could accept or what people believed at the time?
Well, we did not know at the time that the concentration camps were annihilation camps. We did not know that the Jews were being deported in order to be killed en masse. That we did not know. However, we could put two and two together. When they first called up young Jewish people for labor force, It made a certain amount of sense that the Germans, who needed, you know, factories to run and farmland to be cultivated, and their own men were all at the front, that they would compel people to do forced labor for them. That made a certain amount of sense under the given circumstances. But when they started to round up grandmothers and babies, the whole idea of labor, forced labor, fell flat. Then we knew something much more ominous was going on. But we still were made to believe that there was going to be some kind of resettlement in the East, in Poland. And people halfway believed it, because nobody could have conceived of the idea of gas chambers. We did not know about those. And yet, on the other hand, people who were in the transit camp of Westerbork fought tooth and nail to stay in that camp by making themselves indispensable in order not to be shipped east. So the apprehension was there, and it was very deep.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Pan-African Women's Day, Saturday, August 27th at In Other Words Bookstore in Portland. A panel of African women from different organizations will be highlighting the issues impacting African women across the globe, and to highlight the necessity for African women to be united and organized on a worldwide basis against imperialism. Edutainment and childcare will be provided. Again, that's Pan-African Women's Day, Saturday, August 27th at 5:30 p.m. at In Other Words Bookstore, 14 North Killingsworth in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio is hiring. We are seeking a full-time AM News and Public Affairs Director. Applications are due by 4 p.m. Friday, September 2nd, at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, 97214. Applications may also be emailed. Send them to hiring@kboo.org. To apply, please send both a resume and a cover letter outlining your skills and experience with regard to the minimum qualifications. And please answer the question, why is KBOO important? For more information and a full job description, go to kboo.fm/AM News. KBOO is an equal opportunity and affirmative action employer. Women and people of color are encouraged to apply. Again, that's kboo.fm/AM News. And thank you.